let's get right to the business here. Yesterday, the Legislative Audit Bureau, I should say, released its review of the DWD's processing of unemployment. This has been a big problem since the pandemic hit. When it did, people lost their jobs, they tried to get unemployment, and then there was a lot of trouble with this. So kind of break this down for us, what the LAB says in its review of the situation, Sam.
So this is the third audit they have given us in the last few months over the pandemic, and it is the one that's most difficult to read because it's not long. It's just, you know, that there are real people behind watching who have are waiting for their benefits still to this day, and that's the frustrating part. DWD in their response to us says they're going to have all the claims by the end of the year, but it's 3 weeks away. There are over 70, or there are about 70,000 people still waiting for processing of their claims through the adjudication process, which is when it gets graduated up. Those are the most complicated ones. Could be somebody had a previous leave of their job, or in our case, a lot of the times it's switching between the border here. And what I was telling one person yesterday, it's that makes things complicated. If you'd worked in Illinois during the quarters they look at, obviously it makes it more complicated. The frustrating part in this, when you really dive deep into the audit, is that, you know, people on average waited when they got to adjudication an extra 40 days, and that was with them providing everything and them having it at their fingertips. If they were able to handle a claim cleanly, you know, they got that claim out the door in about 8 days. So that's in the simple term. But then there's these people who've been waiting, and LAB looked at 268 of those and really determined that it was DWD that was holding up the claims and not getting the information back out. So, like, for instance, people had contacted our office as well. And I know the other legislators, I know, you know, all this is a Democrat or Republican issue. We were all hands on deck, and we still are. I had a call yesterday afternoon where people are waiting for DWD to get back to them. And it is taking on an average of 11 additional weeks just because of their slow processing of everything. And in many cases, they've already got the information they need to get the claim out the door and get it paid. And that's the frustrating part. Another thing in here is that, you know, during between September and October, the beginning of the pandemic, April and September, people on average over DWD were only working an extra 3 hours of overtime. It wasn't until September that they asked them to work up to 10 hours. I mean, you know, people are, these claimants or these employees weren't even driving to DWD. So I'm like, gosh, if they even added their commute time in and just worked extra, you know, again, that would be more than 3 hours per week. So it's really frustrating to me when my staff and I were working from early in the morning until late at night. I was returning calls until, in many cases, 8, 9 o'clock at night, just trying to talk to people, get their information, get it in an email over to DWD.
So it really boils down to staffing and just not having enough hands on deck, or not asking people to work a little longer to get this stuff taken care of.
Right. There was a lady out here, West End, that I chatted with that she was one of those. Again, she was a waitress. She had had a quit in her recent employment. She had went to work in Illinois again and had a second job here at another larger, you know, like resort, restaurant. And so she had two jobs, but again, both were closed down. Again, you could hear the kids crying, and she's like, I've never had to ask for unemployment before because I always just worked. And those were the people that, you know, your heart was going out with. And why wasn't somebody returning their call on a more timely basis? Because you knew that they've already been in the system 4 to 5 weeks. They didn't have any reserve. That woman actually ended up getting her benefits that week that we got, you know, significantly involved in her case. But it wasn't until
people,
we got
things. Yeah, a lot of people are still waiting, and hopefully it gets resolved soon. We are out of time, but Sam Kirkman, thanks for the info on this. And, yeah, hopefully a lot of people will get their money sooner rather than later. Sam, if folks want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
They can call my office at 608-266-2530. We are having a hearing tomorrow. People can turn into Wisconsin Eye around 10 o'clock tomorrow morning if they want to watch the state auditor give an overview, and the department will be there as well to answer questions.
All right, check that out. Sam Kirkman, have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you very soon, all right? Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.